what he was trying to do along with the crew, because remember, there's two elements to go before we get to Kevin. Number one, this was in the Orioles game notes.
Yes.
So the publicity department put it out. Number two, as he's saying this, they then graphically put it up there, which means it's part of the plan pregame open.
Which also said tropical depression for Tropicana Field.
Right. So it wasn't as if Kevin started saying, somebody in the truck said, get a graphic going. It was all planned.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Yeah, it's not how TV works. So here is, courtesy of MASN, the clip of what Kevin Brown that said was so egregious.
It's been maybe the toughest ballpark to play in, but the Orioles have a chance to do something special today. They've already clinched at least a split in the series, winning two of the first three, and they could pick up a series win behind Tyler Wells today. It's been a minute. The Orioles split a two-gamer with the Rays in June. They had lost their last 15 series here at Tropicana Field. You have to go back to when our now colleague Brad Brock picked up the win in the series finale, June 25th, 2017, the last time the Orioles won a series here at St. Pete. Already got 3-2 at the Trop this year after winning 3 of 18 the previous 3 years combined. It is a stark difference, Ben, and it is not a bad Rays team. It's not like all of a sudden the Rays became slouches in the American League East. They've led this division every day, but now two, and the Orioles once again are back alone in first place.
Yeah.
Wow. They have a chance to do something special here today.
Yes.
Yes, I can see why it would make the Orioles management angry. This is not about greed. This is not about money or anything like that. I mean, this is being overly sensitive and touchy about the fact that your recent past has not been great. Because the Orioles don't even want references to former players on the broadcast. I mean, it's more of that, I think, Matt, than it is about, oh, this is a greedy owner. No. I think the whole thing's up for sale, isn't it? Aren't the Orioles up for sale?
I'm not sure about that. You might be right.
I think they are. But I think this is just an oversensitivity and an overreaction to the fact that the Orioles, who have a great history, a great tradition, but the last few years, as they were going through this process, weren't winning. And people couldn't wait for your team to come to town. Well, now they're playing great. And not only are the Orioles playing great, Matt, they're fun to watch.
Yes.
They're playing really well, and they're an entertaining product. And I'm just baffled, but you see my point, right? I don't think it's about the greed part of it. I think it's about, like, what are you so touchy about? Right?
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely legitimate, too. And they are
it's
under
fact.
Sale.
Right. It's a fact, though. It's a fact that you haven't done well there. All he was trying to say was, hey, look at us now.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's all. Okay? And it's in the game notes from the. So are you going to suspend the PR department?
Well, that's exactly what Michael Kay said. Are you going to suspend PR? Are you going to suspend the graphics people? Like, you'd have to suspend the whole truck.
I mean, the entire they put this thing together, and they did it with a reason. They probably sat down and said, "Hey, check this out." And first of all, Masson didn't come up with it themselves. It's not the way usually TV works. You know, the publicity department did. It's in the game notes, and they said, "Look, check this note out. This is great. Boy, this will be our chance to show everybody. Hey, you know what? Keep watching the Orioles because guess what? We're way better." That's what they were trying to do.
So the Orioles have hired an investment bank to assess a potential sale. This has been ongoing for like the last year or so.
Right. Yeah. See, you don't think I follow sports. And
oh, my almighty!
Look. The What they've done is wrong. And, like so many organizations in this current era, what happens when they are called out and they're wrong? And this is where I'm worried for Kevin Brown. They double down. Double down? Why don't you just come out and say, you know what? Kevin's a great broadcaster. We're thrilled to have him back on the air. All you had to do was just pull him aside after the game and say, hey, guys, can I talk to you about that graphic you guys put up? You know, and hear their side of the story. This is what we were trying to do. I said, all right, you know, we're just trying to keep the recent past. Like, look, I know we didn't play well. Right? We don't need to keep reminding everybody we didn't play well. Let's just concentrate on the present, how great it is in the future. That's all you got to do. And then see how it plays out after that. That's all you have to do. You don't have to suspend the guy. It's ridiculous. He did nothing wrong. What part was wrong? The Orioles have a chance to do something special today. Well, guess what? Now I think I might watch the game. They're having a terrific year, and only these guys have the capability of taking a terrific year where everybody feels really great about it and feels great about you, and have people look around and go, what is wrong with you? And that's what they've done. People are looking at it like, what is wrong with you? And that's what they've done, in my opinion. And everybody has said something. I mean, Gary Cohen said something on the Mets broadcast, Michael Kay on the Yankee. Although Kay didn't do it on the Yankees broadcast. I think he did it on a talk show.
He did it on his radio show.
Dave O'Brien did it, and Kevin Youkilis both did it on the Red Sox broadcast. Gary Cohen did it on the Mets broadcast. Everybody across the country has been saying something.
John Sterling, too. And you know you've done something wrong when you get John Sterling mad about something.
But it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. What did he do wrong? Okay? The intent is obvious to anybody with any semblance of common sense. And I worry about the fact that, well, that I looked at verbatim, and this is what it just, hey, will you just have some common sense? Okay. I mean, obviously, if you feel that way and you're one of those hardline individuals, that means you have no common sense. Common sense is like you can look at it and go, yep, I know what the intent was. I get it. The intent was to tell everybody, hey, look at us now. This is a different ball game. Everybody, get excited, get interested. That's what it was about. They were trying to take a negative and tell everybody how positive things are now. That it's really cool. Look at this. Hey, you know what? This has been a benchmark. This is another big hurdle the Orioles have cleared on what's a terrific season. That's all they were trying to do. And this poor guy pays the price for trying to build the club up. Maybe John Angelos and others didn't think it wasn't the way they wanted it done. But it's in the game notes. The guy's in the truck. Hey, he's just the front guy for it. I don't know. He didn't do anything wrong. This is one of those where you can sit there and say, well, I can see. No, I can sit there. I can look at it and go, no, I don't see it at all. And I've never heard Kevin do a game, so I've never heard him do a game. So I don't know if he's great, okay, whatever. I don't know. That the only time I've ever heard him on a broadcast literally was on this broadcast, on that clip. But I do know that, for example, there's a website out there that does fan votes, fan rankings of broadcast teams, and Kevin Brown and the Orioles television broadcast team out of 30 major league teams was rated 10th. In the upper third. So. I'm with you on this one, man.